That behind what you can see, smell, taste, touch, feel, and think about is awareness that is aware of all of it, but awareness isn't a thing. It's a non-thing.
Really carefully analyze as much as possible what's placebo and what's not.
Can you make
that's
any
our
money
attempt.
By the
don't respond with heroic energy, a sense of history, expanding scope of empathy, with courage, then the 21st century will be even more barbaric than the 20th, as we witness the gangsterization of everyday life mediated with revitalized tribalisms, all under the aegis of a global capitalism with hardly any democratic countervailing forces.
Cornell and I would like to say good evening. Cornell West right there, Harvard's own, or privileged to have for a while. The ZBC out of Newton, some sort of living organism. And you know what that means. In this dead, dead world, coming out of, kind of thing. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, your loving and cordial host, try to be, 10 to 2, on the Thursday, Today is the annual opening of the female god pouring upon the conscious physical plane near you every year for 5 weeks. Or no, I'm sorry. That's in July. Doesn't matter that much, though. July 23rd is when that happens. For 5 weeks. Back in 92, female god energy started pouring in earnest after a period of drought where we've only had the male god energy, as it were. I think that was a period of 90,000 years, give or take a few. So many civilizations ruled by the left brain of the humanoid, male energy, trying it out, as it were. I think we've had enough of that. I mean, now we have barely any male or female energy of any kind, of any quality. In fact, male energy of good quality is very hard to find, as we all know. And the female, well, it's hard to recognize that at all these days. Certainly, we've been trained not to see it, not to value it. NCP Part 2, the telephone down here, 552-4686, it's free, doesn't cost a quarter or a dime, unless you are the lucky one, still using Ma Bell after all these years. Ma Bell almost completely run out of town, or at least retransposed into another demon somewhere in the old system. Of course, we're all working on the new one. It's all but a fait accompli at this point. Congratulations, everybody. We are now in unplotted terrain. Low probability some decades ago that we'd get here. That's obvious. In all its surrealness. And it's only up from here. I have this on good authority, but you don't have to take my word for it. Going where no physical human hath ever gone before.
Century. If we respond, be alone the best of this very precious democratic tradition. Expand it. Allow that wealth to flow within constitutional constraints so people have access. They're not simply material goods, but have access to something so much deeper. Spirituality, a spirituality of genuine seeking and questioning, allowing the life of the mind to become something that excites and enables and ennobles persons, but also a spirituality of giving, compassion, that which makes life worth living regardless of how many material toys you actually have.
Embrace my humanity rather than pushing it away, and realizing that there was perfection in that as well as in the one that lay behind it. So that again is reestablishing a balance. But the route into that balance, because you're so stuck on one side, you go way over to the other side and then reestablish the balance. Can you?
There's the ether, that which is pre-conceptual, that which is pre-structured. There's no structure to it. No form. Right, there's the ether, that which is pre-conceptual, that which is pre-structure. There's no structure to it. There's no form to it.
It's nowhere, it's everywhere. It's non-local in the most non-local of what non-locality means. It is a wave function beyond the wave function. It's beyond the wave in that regard, if you look at it that way. Preconceptual, pre-structural. And it has components. One of its components, rather, let's say it this way. It has four components. It has four energies. Four energies. One of those energies is an energy called warm. Warm. Another of those energies is called chemical. Chemical. The warm ether. The chemical ether. The energy of warm. The energy that is chemical energy. Another is that that is life. And the fourth is that energy of light, photons, might well be it, the life force, the chemical, the warm force. Rather, we should say energy, the warm energy, the chemical energy, the life energy, the light energy. It takes warmth to generate the chemical. This is what gives birth to this energy that is chemical. Through the warmth and the chemical, life begins, not human life as you know it, but life begins, and with that, light, out of life, light. And we would suggest these are the four energies of the ether, or sometimes called the four ethers. Pre-structural warmth. Pre-structural, pre-conceptual. It's not a temperature. That's conceptual. Prior to concept, prior to structure, warm, chemical, life, and light. Now, these four energies produce force. They produce force. The force of warm is the strong force and the weak force. There are four forces that your scientists describe, yes? The strong, the weak, the electromagnetic and gravitational forces. Well, they don't just divide up neatly. Strong and weak together. Fire, warmth, and that changing warmth as an energy binds together, forges, makes strong, makes several come together as one, brings the many into the stew, into the soup, into the one. But it also can consume and break apart. Warmth at the low end can condense to solid, at the medium end liquid, and can lift to that of gaseous states. It has the capacity of being either strong or weak, and that's the force of this energy. The force of the chemical energy is the force in this way that is best called in that way, how to put it, is that that is the electromagnetic. Electromagnetic force. It is electricity, it is magnetic, it in that sense is that chemical force that comes out of, is an electromagnetic one. The electricity. That when you split an atom, yeah, boom, a lot of electromagnetic energy, radioactively so, but nonetheless. The life force, this in our thinking is gravity. Gravity is the force that comes out of the energy life, and out of the light force, we would suggest, comes that that is the weak and the strong. Light divides. How do you know this red flower and this white flower are different flowers? How can you distinguish? You know, in the movies they use blue screen and then they have people wear blue and they disappear because there's no distinction, you see. Light separates. This particular flower absorbs a certain amount of the light, rejects that which is in the frequency called red. This absorbs different light and rejects that which is called white and green and the various shades therein. And therefore light separates. Light in that particular regard, in that way, is weak to allow things to separate, but it also brings them together to create the whole. The relationship of the light and the shadow allowing and creating this whole orchestration of color that you call a flower arrangement. Eh? Are these real flowers or are they plastic? Well, you could tell if you're up close, but in that way from where you sit, you cannot necessarily tell. But in that regard, it's an array. Light separates and brings together. It is weak and it is strong. As fire is strong and weak, so light is weak and strong. Life force, gravity, light. Chemical force is the electromagnetic. These are the forces that your science defines in your world.
That the only thing he'd bothered to learn about English was the fact that he sometimes spoke it. School activities, he just hadn't been interested.
Like the living room of this poor soul, who decided life wasn't worth living. So he put a shotgun to his face and sprayed the ceiling with the blood from his temporal lobes, sending his brain flying across the room in a glistening spectacle of gore. And this unlucky victim, who upset the wrong person just enough to have them place a roll of quarters along with some explosives into his mouth, sending the change through his face in an array of wet silver. And speaking of retaliation, this lifeless person was first shot and then thrown from a speeding car, allowing him to be target for numerous passing vehicles, which bounced him around the freeway like a red, meaty ball. Ever wondered what the inside of a leg would look like, sprayed, splayed, and filleted like a side of beef? Well, now you know.
I was drawn to the community that had existed in time, like in Paris in the 20s, the artists that were kind of bonded together in a communal way in the 20s was enormously appealing to me. And the beat movement that we described was enormously appealing to me because there was a camaraderie in the irreverence and in the freewheeling. I found that enormously appealing, but it didn't exist for me. It's just every time I would get attached to something, it would dissolve. Like sort of like eating Jell-O, you know. I got into art at just the time most of the art movements were disappearing, except for the Bay Area artists. There was a tremendous movement with expressionism in the Bay Area with Diebenkorn and people like that. But I wasn't attached to that because I went to New York. My dream was to be in New York City, and I don't regret that one bit. But I went by way of Europe from California, so. I was drawn to community wherever it existed. Then when I got into theater, unfortunately, just as I got into the theater, that community that existed in live television collapsed and gave way to film television, which moved the television industry to California, so that was the end of that. And I got in just at the end of live television. And then in theater, when I got into the theater, there was Inge, Williams, Miller. There were all these playwrights. I mean, it was incredible. Patty Chayefsky. I mean, they were all working at the same time on Broadway. Just as I entered the Broadway scene, that gave way to the revolution that came in the 60s. And so pretty soon, writing gave way to screaming. Kind of primal screams on the stage and special effects. And the next thing you knew, you had amplification and you had smoke and you had, you know, you were like in an amusement park rather than a theater where the human energy was all. So that gave way. And then when I got into film, that was going in a different direction. There was no film community because whatever existed with the studio system, not that that was great, but there was a sense of community with the stable system and studios that had gone. So wherever I went, it's like things were evaporating in terms of any kind of community, and I really missed it. I loved the feeling of it, so I decided to try to create one on my own.
George, what a suit. Well, it's nice to see you looking like you're back on your feet again, George, and ready to play our little game again.
Thank you very much.
George, first a tip for our viewers, maybe. How does an old man like you stay alive?
Well, sir, I try to get up every morning and watch television all day, Mr.
Do you have a special diet, George?
I don't eat.
You don't eat?
No, but it hasn't affected my appetite.
Well, George,
you don't have any little throat clusters I could chew on, maybe, do you?
Later, George. You won't want to eat in a minute after you turn your back and get ready for this stab from the past.
Oh, my.
All right, George. Now, you remember all those lovable, stupid Porgy and Mudhead movies you were responsible for?
My goodness, I haven't seen any of those in
years. Georgie, what are you going to do when the original Bottles, Mudhead's crazy hopped-up girlfriend, drops right through that celebrity trap door?
Oh, no, that woman's trying to kill me.
Let's talk about your car. It's screaming, wash me, please. Now, if you're a Mr. Common Sense, you won't believe me when I tell you that I've got an envelope that'll clean your car while you're driving at home to work. Well, George, believe me, this time, because this one isn't like the Austrian self-sharpening razors. No, friends, no overheating like with the tropical fishes. No zizzing and dripping like with the dike.
I don't want it anymore, Dr. Gunderson.
Don't want what, child?
My coffee. The warden says he's tired of my coffee.
Well, it's been pretty clear that your coffee don't got zest appeal.
Zest appeal? What's that?
Strategy? because it is a strategy that permeates spiritual practice. And if you understand it, you can see that you're going in one direction when you're really not going to end up in that direction at all. You're going to end up back in the middle.
Virtually, as soon as I start touching them, they seem to grow on me. I'm usually playing or fondling them myself when nobody else is. You can sometimes see me getting up in the mornings and start just holding them. First relationship with a woman lasted for 8 months with another girl dancer. I met her on a venue once up in Manchester. She had these boobs that sort of scooped up, the nipple pointing to the ceiling, you know. So I always wanted these sort of boobs, so that was a turn on in itself. It was a bit touch and go the first night of passion, really, because
he never had any trouble. He went home and he washed the Brill cream out of his hair, and it wasn't him. But most people have had to deal with it after I've painted them. But everyone has had, I think, some kind of trouble. If your nose is bent a quarter of an inch in real life, you can ignore it. But when a painting is 9 feet high, it'll be bent 6 inches, and it's very hard to convince yourself that it's not happening.
We're just resting. Why don't you turn to a chapter and read a verse?
Are you kidding? You expect me to sit here and read the Bible while you guys rubbing around like a couple of worms?
I feel like a worm. I feel a lot more warm-blooded than a worm.
Why couldn't we just kind of sit around the table, maybe play some cards or something?
He's got such wonderful ideas. Why don't you just read, and the two of us will do what we are doing.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh.
Oh, what are we doing now?
Oh. What is that?
When you ask people the question, as has been done on surveys, they want public television, for example. They want an alternative to a strictly merchandising medium. But they have to make themselves heard and felt.
In fact, really the only two people involved in that is Mr. Sutterfield and myself. Everything else remains the same. And all we did really was change the order that we raise the blinds and move a clamp on the intravenous. And we now have it down to where Gary does that. He comes in, I go out, and I check the intravenous at the same time. And we have to do this rather quickly because once we move that clamp, the intravenous, of course, has to stay full all the time. The reading of the warrant, one of the things that perhaps we should talk to Mr. Moore, we might want to do, all the people outside of the death chamber can see my lips move, but they can't hear what I'm saying. They know that I'm reading the warrant. If we do want to, in fact, make that effective so that the witnesses hear the reading of the warrant, perhaps we should come up with an intercom or some means of getting my voice out to the witnesses.
Okay. I think that'll probably take a lot of apprehension off of the witnesses because they, like you say, they can see your lips move. They don't know what stage we're at in it. And when they know that you're reading the death warrant, and they know that it's getting mighty close to time on it. So that's a good idea, and I think we should approach them with that. Put an amplifier outside so they can hear that.
The Lord. We got a new attitude about our God. Whoo! Don't Easter give us a new attitude about God? I'm here to tell you, when we are at our lowest, when we are suffering and hurting, if you'll stand real still, you'll feel somebody standing right behind you. Hallelujah. If you'll listen real close, you'll hear Him speaking your name. God will never leave us or forsake us.
There's more information than you ever really wanted to know about someone. And it makes it perhaps a more intimate experience. I try to make these big, aggressive, confrontational images that you can see from clear across the room.
Try to understand, the executions and the court's point of view and everything, but I can't relate to that, actually, I can't relate to the administration, period.
foot high image of themselves hanging around the house, and they're spending big bucks for these things. They'd want their complexion fixed and their nose straightened. So these are simply my friends and family who lend me their image without any control over what I'm going to do with it or how many times I might recycle it.
You got to get there sometimes to go. Like, for example, in Buddhism, they send the monks out into the cemeteries in Theravadan Buddhism to sit night after night watching, sitting with the decaying bodies where they throw them in the cemetery. They don't bury them. And you look at bloated corpses and fly-infested corpses and skeletal corpses. And people said of Buddhism, don't they have a negative view of the human body? I mean, they talk about it as pus, phlegm, and mucus, and negative stuff. And really, when you look at it, what it was doing was counteracting the obsession we have with its own beauty.
That's part of the end name for Democratic Project. I simply say to you today that if we keep our heads to the sky, as Earth, Wind, and Fire would remind, if we keep our hands on the plow the way Mahalia Jackson used to sing with such power and poignancy, and if we keep our eyes not so much on each other and each other's inadequacies and shortcomings, there's many of those in each of us. Keep up. In each other's inadequacies and shortcomings, there's many of those in each of us. Keep our eyes on the prize. Something bigger than us. Something grander than us, so we can situate ourselves in stories and narratives go far beyond who we are as individuals.
Person on the planet Earth and say, all right, everybody, now we're going back into 1938 and make changes, then you could have a monumental effect. And this is, of course, what civilization has to start to begin to deal with when you start encroaching upon the fact that in reality we are going into the fourth dimension. So some changes in the present will be possible sometime in the future, but they're not possible yet. Now, the technology of looking in the past is also used on this planet in another way. And that way is that if you had a submarine, for example, moving through the ocean, through the Pacific Ocean, let's say, and you brought a reconnaissance plane out with infrared heat sensing devices 2 weeks past or after the submarine had already gone on its path, you would be able to detect a heat trail from where that submarine was 2 weeks ago because of the way the heat would have affected the ocean and the currents of the ocean. So this is kind of like a residual echo. So this is possible. Now, the next thing I kind of want to get into is to give you an understanding about how time travel is present, how it's achieved, and how to accomplish this. Now, I first got the idea back when I was at the University of Michigan, and we were looking at, with the Wilson Cloud Chamber, we were able to look at particles that were moving at what we call negative times. And when I was able to see these particles in negative time, of course, science, was, as I explained earlier, was giving these things half-life periods, which is the rate of decay, by the way, for nuclear energy, but not for the length of time that some of these particles were seeing. If you were, we were able to keep the field up, the energy more consistent, the half-life would have appeared to be a lot longer of these decay of these different radioactive particles. And so as a result, I decided to build a Wilson cloud chamber as large as was necessary to take the human body inside of it and to excite the human body as I had done, as we had done in exciting particles inside of a nuclear reactor or a, for example, a Davitron or a cyclotron or a synchrotron. Most of the work that I did was with cyclotron in Randolph Lab at the University of Michigan back in the 50s. So anyway, first thing that we did is we began to do a study on the human body and how consciousness in time, inner behave. I have time at this point to go into it. So after reviewing the facts of how time began to work with consciousness, then we began to review the facts of how consciousness reacted to form and how form reacted to the cosmos to get a basic understanding. So having discovered that the basic spirit life ebb force flows in through the upper etheric planes up through the reflective ether down into the chemical ether, actually from the light ether to the chemical to the light ether to the reflective ether to the chemical ether, we decided that we had to work with the particles, ones like in the vitality globule. Those are the particles that were manifesting, that were subatomic, that were behaving just before, just after the their creation from the astral plane, or their transition, I should say, through the astral plane from the other higher interdimensional plane, and at the transition point whereby they arrived on the physical plane and began to express themselves in the form of some form of gravity. So what we did is we decided to we looked at the laser, and we noticed that the laser was a good example of photons emitting from the astral plane by the excitation of the orbiting electrons around a particular chemical. In this case of the laser, we were using ruby rods, or we use helium neon or helium cadmium. So it was more of the main problem to tackle here was a problem of extracting or interfacing the energy as it actually fed the electron-proton relationship, because as soon as the electron and proton relationship could be interfaced, then we would we knew that in order to interface it, we would have to go through the subatomic plane. But we also knew that when we did interface it, which would be on the level of electrical precursation, what would happen is immediately electricity and the cellular and biochemical and all the other reactions would follow rather quickly.
It's just two different types of people, you know. We're the captives, you know, and they the keepers, you know.
And to me, they're the enemy.
Be alone in the universe, in our own separate ways, on this planet, we are all alone.
It isn't really necessary to know exactly what times were allowed to place we're speaking about. Therefore, they are all illusions. Free world. What does matter, however, anyone's feelings and the synergy me has ever created. Therefore, through recognizing this in such a fashion, that seems to me to be the point of the entire exercise.
Because of news value, it was a front page story today in the New York Post involving investigation of Clinton. What was that about?
You pussy-licking man who craves submission. Give in to your fetishes. Yield to my command. What do you want, sissy boy? Spanking? Humiliation? Or to be tied up with my black silk stockings? Go ahead. I dare you to pick up the phone and call. Ask Mistress Tatiana, and you too will want to be a part of my stable. Call now.
We put on a lot of sunscreen when we go to the beach now. For the kids, you know, because we're always afraid of cancer.
Do you use the really strong sunblocks?
It's SPF 80. You squeeze the tube and it's just a sweater comes out. Test for me?
We can try a word association.
Oh, good. Let's try that.
Baffle.
Oh, my God.
Stamp.
Oh, Lord.
Mother.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
Pudding.
I'm not sure you understand how it works.
I thought it was the first thing that comes into my head.
Well, it's not... Well, okay, I'll show you the way it should work.
Okay.
You say the words and I'll respond.
Water.
Fountain.
Car.
Wash.
Doctor.
Love.
Please.
Help.
Listen.
Close.
To me, doctor, please.
We'll be right back.
it's a dilemma for me.
Yes,
that sounds embarrassing.
You know, you
hell.
Have a couple of dilemmas, you get yourself a crisis.
How many dilemmas in a crisis?
Three.
Wow.
Crossover with the kinkiest gender benders around. Have the best of both worlds right in the palm of your hands. Get down, get dirty, with special gals that can really fuck you back. We've got the best live, tempting TVs and sizzling she-males with soft tits and sweet hot cock. Take a walk on the wild side. Call us now.
All right, Dr. Know-It-All. Let me tell you about this dream I had.
Sure.
It was this really skinny kid from high school. Mm-hmm. He's, like, leaning up against a building.
Right.
And all these big kids from high school are going over to him. And I think they're going to beat him up. But it turns out they just want diet tips.
The jury. Now, our lawyer said we would accept less than 12, but the prosecution said they wouldn't accept less than 12. So, listen, I'm sitting here in jail. I know if I take the stand, that's going to be a month. I don't know how long I'm going to be on trial, but by the time we bring in people to verify what I said, they bring in people to verify what they have to say, the trial's going to go another month. We go on to 12, it's like it was no trial. It's a mistrial. Garcetti said he would retry the case. I'd be sitting in jail another 3 or 4 years with no money. Even Johnny Cochran, you guys, said they couldn't come back for years. I had no choice. But when you're on trial for your...
Let me ask you this. If you could go to the bathroom and candy came out, what kind of candy would it be?
I'm here to tell you this morning, old... Man, the storm hit. The storm hit. And I ran out there and nothing. The house was there and some big old trees come down and boom, it hit my dog pen and the dog pen was flattened and the dogs weren't there and I whistled for them and oh, they were so frightened and they were in the barrel and they just stuck their head out a little bit. Saw it was me. My German shorthairs, I love my dogs. One of them was just, ready to have babies. And I was worried about them and found them. They were fine. And this morning, she gave birth to all those puppies. Woo! I don't care what you believe. Jesus was telling me something right there, brother. There's new life. New life is coming. Through this disaster, new life is coming. There are going to be folks saved because of this destruction. Jesus is going to turn it around and save souls. And new life is coming because of this.
Fred, what are you doing here? You don't have an appointment today.
I would love to get in on Tuesdays. Why are they so hard? I never did a Tuesday.
Well, Fred, you have to pay your dues.
Can I just sit here and read the magazines?
Fred, your appointment's not till tomorrow, so why don't you just take them with you?
Take them? Take them out of here? That wouldn't make any sense. That's so out of context, reading a magazine that's supposed to be here and not here. That wouldn't make sense. That'd be like eating pizza on a roller coaster. It'd be like shaving on an escalator. It makes no sense. It'd be like listening to music in your car.
Hello. This is Crispin Glover at WZCBC.
Are the forces that come out of, if you will, the particular energies. Now, when energy and force combine, there is a dynamism. There is a creation that comes out of for energy and force. When that combines, what it creates are the elements. the elements, fire. Are you surprised? Fire, which is a strong and weak force. Fire that can forge, make steel more stronger. Fire that can bring together. The fire of passion. The fire, the heat of love. The energies there that can bring together and also can destroy. Fire, the creator, the destroyer, the initiator. Fire. We would suggest here in this energy, the chemical, the electromagnetic, and that's ancient water. Not water as you think of it in terms of tap water or Evian or whatever in that regard that you buy in a bottle, but all that is fluid, blood, chemical secretion, sap, any kind of chemical movement, chemical interaction, any kind of electromagnetic interaction in that regard, whether in a gaseous, liquid, or solid state, in that regard is an issue of water, that which is the element that is produced out of the interaction of energy and force. Out of the life force, gravity, comes Earth. Now again, not your planet that is called by the same name, but all that is Earth, all that is substance. And out of the light force, out of the light energy, with the force weak and strong, out of this, in that sense, comes the air. The air, in that regard, that is the element, the four elements, fire, water, earth, and air. Metaphor, certainly so, but we would suggest from the concrete to the metaphorical, the four elements. Out of the energy comes a force. In the interaction of the energy and force comes an element. Comes an element, comes an element across the board. Out of the ethers, the energy and force produce the elements. Now, when these four come together, when fire, water, earth, and air come together, what you produce is spirit, the spirit of nature. The spirit of nature. It is here that one finds the spirit of nature in the combination. In the combination of the elements, of the forces, and of the energies out of the ethers that are the ethers out of which then spirit of nature. Not nature. The spirit of nature.
I love you.
Woo! Man, praise the Lord. We got a new attitude about our God. Woo! Don't Easter give us a new attitude about God? I'm here to tell you, when we are at our lowest, when we are suffering and hurting, if you'll stand real still, you'll feel somebody standing right behind you. Hallelujah. If you'll listen real close, you'll hear Him speaking your name. God will never leave us or forsake us.
When people think you're guilty of something, and if you claim you're as innocent as you are, why not take the stand under oath and tell the world right there? Wouldn't that be important to you?
Would have been important to me, but it's almost, Chris, as if you didn't hear what I just said.
I heard,
but I would have lost this jury panel. I would have been sitting my butt in jail for another 2, 3, 4 years before I can even get back to a trial with 2 kids being raised somewhere else. I had no choice. I fully felt at the time we had proven to me beyond a doubt that I was innocent. Well, that was my feelings.
died in a basement, then became food for a group of hungry cats, who dined on his genitals for several weeks. When paramedics arrived, they found one particularly full feline holding a finger in its mouth.
Dr. Katz, why am I such a cranky baby?
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
Excuse me, you're another patient here. Can I ask you something? Sit in with you on your session. I need an appointment, and maybe if you pause or if you cough, I could slip in a question really quick. And then I won't even wait for the answer. I'll wait later, but I won't even take the seat. I'll sit on the floor. You can have the couch. I'm not here. I'm here, but I'm not here.
There's more information than you ever really wanted to know about someone.
WZBC out of Newton. It's happened, but it hasn't happened. I believe it, but I don't believe it. I already ordered pizza, or I didn't order it yet. WZBC out of Newton, 1,000 watts, 90.3, strange station, you're listening to. New Metaphysics right now. I'm Gary Geiserman, and I'm not. Or I'm not sure. Let's leave it at that.
Now, the nature spirits are consciousness. The nature spirits are consciousness. Out of the more real of their consciousness, they manifest an illusion that is as real as the illusion of your body, which, if you stick a knife in it, you know is bloody real to you. And this is important to understand. The nature spirits are consciousness, like you are consciousness. And they manifest a body, a vehicle, as you manifest a body, a vehicle. Your body is not who you are. It's what carries who you are. But it's very real in this illusion. So, the nature spirits are consciousness evolving, reaching for God, just like you are, looking to go home and to come home, just like you are, seeking God. God is all that is, seeking its soul, seeking its spirit. And it has manifested itself in a form, just as you have manifested yourself in a very different form, but in form. That a certain energy, you are energy, you are consciousness, who have function, and function, you've created form to fulfill that function. So nature spirits are consciousness, who have a function, and they have created a form in which to manifest that function. They are real, as you are, and illusion, as you are. In the more real, they are more real, like you are more real. In this illusion, they are illusion, like you are illusion. And to be reckoned with, as you are to be reckoned with. How they manifest, which they manifest, they begin in the same thing as the fire. The fire spirit is that of the salamander. The salamander. Now, when we say that, we don't mean that those little creatures in that way that you see in your world, they are salamanders. It's a different kind of energy that is a salamander, a consciousness taking on this form, the spirit, fire spirit, the fire consciousness taking on the form. Water, those are the undines, the undines, U-N-D-I-N-E-S, undines. And they are like light. Although they're a chemical electromagnetic energy, they are like light. They flow. They're liquid light, might be the way to look at it. Liquid light. They ride the waves of the ocean. They are the effervescence that some see in the night. No, that's explained scientifically, electromagnetic activity in the water. Exactly. And we would suggest here in that ancient, in the streams, in the waterfalls, in the flow of blood within your body, in the flow of liquid in any body, be it mineral, be it plant, be it animal, be it human, be it earth, any flow is an energy of the spirit that is the water spirit in that regard, the spirit of nature, the nature spirit, and its manifest form, its body form, its vehicle form is that of the undying.
I went home for the holidays, right?
No.
And everybody, all the men in my family are bald and all the women are fat. It's like a Metallica concert going on in my own home.
So you have nieces, you have nephews, siblings, and grandparents?
See, I only have one grandpa. We call him Grandpa Alive. But he still beats me at checkers.
Mm-hmm.
But I kick his ass at full contact karate. Oh, it's almost a crime.
A secret ingredient in Ersatz Brothers coffee. Yeah, look here. A blend of the finest Brazilian soya bean, Chilean chicory nuts, and Spanish fly. Here, take this can home with you, Katie.
The next morning.
Maura, coffee warden.
Oh, I think I've had enough.
Ersatz Brothers coffee, the real one. Look for the can in the plain brown can.
I in any way want to put myself into a confrontatory position, either with the United Snakes or with them. And you can believe me, because I never lie, and I'm always right. So wake up and take a look at your only logical choice. Me, George Tirebiter.
Paid for by the Tirebiter for Political Solutions Committee, Sector R.
This is you, TV. For you, the viewer. The Howl of the Wolf movie. Presenting honest stories of working people as told by rich Hollywood stars. This morning's wacky feature, Porgy and Mudhead in High School Madness with Dave Kasman as Porgy and Joe Bergman as Mudhead.
Doing it out of Newton, from the back of a pickup, shotgun on the mount, in case we run into any alien humans. In this case, I'm just talking plain old racism. Nothing extraterrestrial or metaphysical out there now. Just them people of color. Crossing them borders without paper. 90.3 radio things on the radio thing counter. Who really knows or even believes in some of that science they're foisting on us? Part of the information dispensary over there in Washington. Well, at any rate, getting spiritualized on the planet. It will be hip soon, don't worry about it. Happy birthday to the birthday girl. Forgot your name, don't be insulted. It's a special night for you. All the guys you've invited over tonight are
very excited as well. So don't disappoint any of them. New Metaphysics, an audio signal. Resonating along the radio thing. Therefore making me a DJ. Voice with attitude. Every Thursday, 10 to 2. Throwing it together.
Thank you. come up with some story that relates you to the corpses, the many thousands gone, sense of history, respect for reality, never ever allowing misery to have the last word. And I simply say to you, those who are willing to meet the challenge of renewing democratic tradition, I'll be there with you, because I'm going down fighting. Thank you so very much.
That ritual dance or performance took place, and it's the kind of frozen detritus of that experience, and it goes out and stands for it.
Sworn to uphold the law. There is something about corruption. There's something about a rotten apple. Pieces which are actually made from superimposing a red painting, a blue painting, a yellow painting on top of each other, to the fingerprint pieces, the pulp paper pieces, and then the later oil paintings.
is that it becomes a kind of cross-section through the work. So it gives a chance to sort of see all the permutations and changes and devices and materials and techniques that I've used over the years with one basic kind of image.
It is not a conclusion, but it is a beginning. A beginning that can last for the remainder of this lifetime, that can last beyond all space, beyond all time. But now, let us rejoin the discussion. And we close to you at this moment. With love, yea. With love. That which is life, generating the force of gravity, producing the elements of earth, the energy, the spirit of that, is that of the gnome, G-N-O-M-E-S, the gnome, singular, with an S plural, the gnomes. And the energy out of light, the energy of light that becomes the force weak and strong, generating that which is the air energy. Here it is, the sylphs, S-Y-P-H-F, sylphs. There are the spirits of the air. These are the manifestations, these are the energies. And people, the thing that we're saying here is they are not subjective energies of your subconscious, though your subconscious can color how they appear. They are not oozings of your unconscious, though your unconscious can ooze and color and make them quite distorted. They are not simply projections of your relationship with nature, though your relationship with nature can color your relationship with the spirit of nature, with the nature spirits. They are not an interesting pixie-like expression of a more complicated psychological principle. They are real. And just as you wouldn't want anybody to think, well, you are just a complex. Here sits somebody, you see, and you're just a complex of my mother and my father and my sister and my brother and all that I think of humanity and all that I think of it. You're not real. You're not really there. You're just some figment, just some sort of piece of, or maybe a bad pickle I had last night, you know. You're just, something that went wrong when I was three and something that happened to me in another lifetime. You don't exist. You don't matter. You know, you're just, you'd feel pretty invisible and maybe even a bit angry, as indeed we would suggest. They're very real. They're not just a personified expression of a psychological complex. A psychological complex is a dehydrated form of a very real, juicy, alive energy. And if you can't handle the real thing, then you dehydrate it, yes. Then you make it, dry it, and put it in a frame and hang it on a wall. Well, in that sense, it is not the madness of the insane or the lost. These are very real energies, but they are not fairies. They are not fairy. They are not fairy. They are the spirits, nature spirits, not personified, but taking on a form. That's an important distinction. They're not just a personification. They are the form that this consciousness takes on in your dimensional world. And their job, if you will, their destiny in their search for God, Goddess, all that is upon their journey home, their destiny is to bring the ethers through the force into manifestation.
You've got your chap and you lay there and you're like kissing and caressing him, and you get your chocolate sauce and you smear it all over his penis and all in his undercarriage and even on his bottom hole, because that's a nice thing to do. And it's nice when you go down and you like work your way around, but not actually touching the top of his penis, so he's like, oh God. And then you can also bring your buzzy and get that involved and like tickle his balls while you're licking his penis.
This is Crispin Glover at WZCBC.
Pineapple rings, they're quite good. Because what you can do is you can place them, you can like get your fresh cream and your chocolate and your grapes, and you can pile it up on a mound on the top of his penis and you just eat it.
Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own souls.
This is Crispin Glover.
Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from truth, and shall be turned into fables.
I can't do this anymore. I can't believe I'm doing this. This is the most blasphemous thing I've ever done in my life. I can't stand that music. I'm turning that music off, and I'm going to turn on the TV and watch TV.
I like to let you buy all my things in natural fiber.
Polyester dresses are giving me
ease of that, or
it's polyester. Natural fibers, they don't lie.
I like to wear either natural fiber or the polyester.
What do they mean by that, natural fiber? What does that mean?
Well, like the cotton or the wool or the rayon. You know.
Oh.
prepares fresh clean citrus juice, dishwasher safe with removable parts. Bob, you're going to play switcheroo, Jesse.
Now they're going to make fools out of themselves.
No, this is important. This is important.
The switcheroo?
Yes, the switcheroo. This is an important component of the game.
A lot of money doing this.
These guys have...
You have to know how to do this. You can't just...
He's an idiot. The guy's a functional...
He's not an idiot. You have to take tests to get on these shows.
That's right. You can't just walk in and be on the...
Put a four after a three. You got to look at the guy.
You have to know an awful lot to...
And they control the fact that... You think they're going to give this Yahoo a Jeep? You think they're going to give him a Jeep? There's no way in the world he's going to get the Jeep.
If he wins, yeah.
See, he couldn't even follow the instructions.
You see how hard it is? If it was too easy, they wouldn't be giving away these prizes, you know.
Could be that Jeep.
You see?
He got the Jeep.
Once a year, they give away a Jeep. Probably a used Jeep.
They give away stuff every day.
It's a new Jeep.
I know.
They can't give away a
Jeep. He really gets the Jeep, right? They tell him to come back in 6 months.
But they give him driving lessons if he doesn't know how to drive.
He drives out of
there with the Jeep. They give him car insurance if he doesn't have insurance.
Sure.
They give him a license if he doesn't have a license.
I've never met anybody that won the Jeep.
They register his car and they build him a garage.
Yeah.
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 I'm not married, but I have a roommate. A new roommate.
Renews it roommate air freshener.
What was he talking about?
I noticed that.
Twice as long as believing solid.
That's very good. I have some of that in the ambulance. It makes the ambulance
better. Oh, is that why it smells so good in there? That's
yes,
a good
it's
product.
A perfume, and it keeps the bad odors down.
Look at the face on that lady. Yeah, I can't watch this stuff.
No.
Hey,
it's not garbage. It's
myself.
Garbage. You're destroying the entire mood of this afternoon.
Why should the two of you have a good time? You said when we came here, the three of us were going to have a good time.
Well, we're not
do
stopping
together
you.
And spend
well,
the
we're doing the best we can. We try to watch television. You don't have a good time. We try to dance. You don't have a good time. We listen to music. You
and
don't
you
have a good
time.
You
lie down in bed like a couple of...
We're tired.
We are relaxing.
Yeah.
We're having a good time.
Well, I'm getting a little antsy, and I'd like to get moving.
I noticed.
Well, sometimes you can't do what you want to do.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you have to simply, how do you say it, bite the bullet.
Yeah.
So bite it, huh? And let the two of us do what we have to do.
Oh, God.
We're having a good time.
I used to feel sorry for the people. I used to feel guilty. Like I'm living in a color movie, everybody else living in black and white. But then I thought to myself, hell, somebody's got to live out the dream. Somebody's got to have it all. Might as well be me. Hey! High pack. Come on, man. Please.
quite partial to the ones with mainly women in. I like to see the guy, the occasional guy being given a good blowjob, but when it comes down to it, watching sex movies, I do like to see women on women. Plenty of, I don't know, maybe it's all that nipple sucking and clitty licking that, you know, does it for me, but give me a woman. This massive dildo, and I can't fuck it, but I'll tell you what, I've had a bloody good go. Vaseline that knob and everything. Will it go up there?
His life had been damaged by a lie, and my brother was forever lost in a maze of illusions that lie had created. And I had followed him there. JC would never find his way out, but I had to. And the only way I could do that was to forgive, and I could never forget.
Ladies, whatever you have scheduled this morning, I need you to reschedule. Marcy Hatfield, soon to be Jason Hatfield's ex, is due in. I want you two there. It was all I could do to get the meeting. She's averse to confrontation. That's why it's essential.
Billy.
Both.
Thank God. Oh. And thank you. I'll owe you for the rest of my life.
Billy, I want you at this meeting, too. It's essential.
No. No. Don't just drink it. I'm sorry? This is your first cup of the day.
Yes.
And you were just going right to your mouth with it.
That's how I drink, Allie. With my mouth.
Excuse me.
Put it back in the tray.
What?
Do as I say. Put it back in the tray. I want to show you something. Will you excuse us for 1 minute, please?
Yeah, I haven't quite finished.
Allie, what are you doing? If I don't drink that in the next 10 seconds...
Do you know how most men actually make love as opposed to how you would like them to?
I'm married. I wouldn't.
Think back.
I remember.
You were about to drink this cappuccino like most men make love, skipping over all the foreplay. Now just hold it in your hands. Oh, just knowing that it's close. Yeah, I see what you mean. Now close your eyes. And just think about tasting it. Now smell it. Just a little. Now pull it away. Just tease yourself a little. Up. And down. And up. Longer sniffs. Now you see that foam on the plastic? Lick it off.
I have to drink it.
No, bring it up slow. Don't rush it. It only happens with the first cup. Slow. Drink.
We gotta get some more from you, man. Half pound only lasts so far, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, great fucking party, Joey. Great fucking party. Me and Frankie, we goes down the corner, right? We kidnaps Louie. We brings him up to the apartment. We got 5 cases of beer, 3 cases of champagne, a bottle of Jack Daniels, 1 ounce of Coke, and 1/2 pound of pot. For the 3 of us, right? Louis looking around, he goes, what's all this? I go, what's all this? You're getting married tomorrow, man. Come on, it's your surprise stag party, right? Louis just looks around and he goes, I have to be at the church at 10 a.m. I can't get too wasted, right? Frankie's cutting lines of coke. He just looks up, he goes, don't worry, man. We won't get you too wasted, right?
More than pride.
What?
Yeah. Honor.
What? Honor.
Honor of purity. The honor of purity. That's also the pursuit of writing a great line. You know, I try and try and try. I'll go back to the thing that was said to you about making a film. There's a way of playing a D chord.
Yeah.
And I've gotten better at it. And there's something about doing it correctly and hearing a melody and hearing, I mean, when you put simple words together, you can generate a great deal of emotion. And that's what I'm proud of, trying to do with it. On a one-on-one basis, I always thought my music was made in some ways for headphones. You're on headphones, you're mine.
Yeah. One-on-one, simple words creating deep emotions.
Yeah. With grace.
This is Crispin Glover, and you're listening to WZ.
Frankie he snapped his fingers, the bedroom door pops open, three beautiful girls come waltzing out wearing bikinis, right? I thought Louis was going to start crying, man. Huh? Are they friends of Frankie's? He told him if they hung out with us for the night, he'd introduce them to Bruce Springsteen. I didn't even know he knew Bruce Springsteen, man. Right? He doesn't? Oh. Hey, it was a great party, man. We had champagne, cocaine. Frankie got some porno tapes to, like, warm up the chicks, man. The nice ones, man. The kind with, like, stories in them and stuff. Oh, one of them was funny, man. One of them was really funny. It was like, wait a second. Wait. All right, this is it, right? Here's a girl, right? It's a girl. She's in her house. She's ironing her clothes, right? There's a knock on the door. She goes, who is it? Guy outside goes, it's the milkman. I have something for you. Hey, this guy comes in, right? I think it was like a real milkman or nothing, okay? But like, the guy comes in. They start doing it right on the ironing board, right? Bomb it, bomb it, bomb it, bomb it, bomb it, bomb it, right? Very tastefully done. Very sensual, very nice, okay? So they do it, they do it. Finally, he leaves. She goes back to ironing. All right, she's ironing. Then a knock on the door. She goes, who is it? Guy outside goes, oh, yeah. UPS, UPS, I have something for you, right? This guy comes in. He's got a box, right? He's bringing this box in like this, right? She opens it up. His dick's inside her. I never would have guessed it in a million years, man. Huh? That is a hole in the box. It was all, his dick was going through the hole, man. So anyways, they do it. Finally, he leaves, takes his dick with him, all right? She goes back to ironing. She's ironing kind of slow now, right? So she's kind of like, she's got like this, right? Not a knock on the door. She goes, who is it? No answer, right? So she goes to the door to see who it is, right? She looks outside. There's nobody out there. She opens the door up. There's nobody out there. She looks down, Joey. There's a dog out there, right? The dog comes trotting in, starts licking her feet, licking her legs, licking her knees. I can't watch it, right? I'm like this, right? I mean, what am I going to tell the priest in confession, right? Yeah, I was watching dog porno tapes. Yeah, right. They love that stuff, right? That'll be 15 million Hail Marys, 20 million Our Fathers. I don't have time for that shit, right? So I'm like this. I'm not looking, right? The babe I'm sitting with, she's watching the whole thing, Joey. No, she's really watching. She's like, I like toys to her. I goes, does stuff turn you on? She goes, sure, why not? Like it's the most normal thing in the whole world, right? Best of the night, I'm checking myself for fleas, you know what I'm saying? Food, man, I got the food together. You know how you always run out of potato chips? I got like 50 bags of potato chips, man. The nice kind, the ripple kind. I got, like, some nice clam dip from the 7-Eleven. No expense was spared, man. I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm thinking to myself, Joey, I'm telling you, I'm thinking, this is the best party I ever been to in my life, man. I'm sitting here, I'm doing everything I love to do in the whole world, man. I mean, I'm sitting with a babe, I'm watching TV, I'm eating clam dip with a ripple potato chip. I'm smoking joints, I'm snorting coke, I'm drinking shots of Jack Daniels, I'm chasing them with glasses of champagne mixed with Heineken. I'm sitting there, man, I'm thinking to myself, this is civilized. You know what I mean? This is nice. It doesn't get any better than this, man. I mean, you can't, what else could you want? Like George Bush wishes he was doing this right now, man. I got bummed out.
This is Crispin Glover.
I never had any intention of making documentaries. I was making narrative shorts. I was always interested in narrative film as a viewer much more. And then it sort of hit me that there was a story in my family that was so extreme and had really transformed everything I thought about what it meant to be alive, to be a person. And it made sense for me to make that film, and that was Moment of Impact. What happened was, about 9 years ago on April Fool's Day, my father was crossing the street from one garage sale to another. And totally random, trite day, and he was hit by a car. And instead of dying or doing something that I was prepared to understand, he got stuck. And in effect, getting stuck between life and death in this suspended state. And still 9 years later, he's much the same as he was, you know, 8 years ago in this strange in-between state. So I started thinking about using the camera. How do you then take a camera into this situation and use the camera to explore this person who you no longer know, but who is very much there, and the impact of that on the whole family?
Well, the FBI earlier this year had started looking at BCCI's connections with a financier in Arkansas, and quite separately, that Arkansas financier had had some past links with Bill Clinton.
To go downstairs for munchies later. It's like nice when you go down and you're like eating it all off the guy, yeah, and it's like all around your face and in your ears, and like it's just like that dirty feeling. I like it when a guy gets some ice cubes. What you've got to do is you've got to put them into the woman, and then you insert your penis into the woman, and it's such a sensation because it's like a hot and cold feeling. The last time I used wine in sex, I got the guy got the bottle, and he inserted it inside me and then poured the wine inside me, which was like an unbelievable feeling. It was like a tingly feeling. And then what happened is he drank it out from inside me, and that was just turned you on anyway, just the thought of it.
What does he know?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know who my father is, and that's, in a sense, the most difficult thing of all, is I can't say. Sometimes you get clues where he might, you know, remember a poem or do a mathematical calculation, but on other days you can ask him a yes-no question, and you keep asking the question, and you get absolutely nothing. So he's this person, and there is no way of knowing. No doctor can look inside his mind and say, what is he thinking? They can say there's presence of brain activity, but nobody knows who this person is, and then that's the most difficult part to deal with.
This is Crispin Glover.
Imagine paradoxically that now that you've created this
the airplanes that were flying above it, and we were standing directly in its flight path as it was heading from the northwest valley to the southeast valley down towards Tempe. And the most striking thing about these lights, as it got closer and flew over our heads, it started to block out the stars. So what you could make out was this huge triangular structure, some kind of structure, but a definite triangular shape. It had kind of running lights on the side of it,
mm-hmm.
and the lights didn't kind of illuminate the rest of the structure. The lights were very coherent. There wasn't like a flare or a glow around the lights.
Mm. And what color?
They were kind of white, yellowy color. And it looked like it was, that this structure was very secretive. That was the impression I had from it, first of all, because it was completely silent. And it, from end to end, the back of the ship, it clearly was easily over a mile long, if not 2 miles. That was the most striking thing that we saw.
No, it can't be clinical, although I question catharsis in a situation like this, because the thing that I always say, it's dramatic not in its resolution, but in its inability to be resolved. In a sense, the situation precludes catharsis, because what you're dealing with is a stasis, an unchanging situation. There's no room for catharsis in it. And so how could the film be cathartic? Because what you come down to is this kind of basic fact of it. I chose to do it because it was so fundamentally outside of what I thought was possible in life. It was a kind of being that I didn't even think was a possibility. I could understand life or death. I could understand maybe a coma. But this was something so entirely different. And I thought because of that, that perhaps if somebody saw it in a film, it could also call those things into question for other people. I mean, obviously there's personal reasons, but I think that personal reasons aren't really enough to make a film public. So in a way, it was how do you take this very private thing and then bring it out into a public realm in a way that it has something for other people, not just for myself.
And about how low?
About 1,000 feet. It wasn't very high at all.
Now, what went through your mind as you stood there looking at something that seemed to be somewhere between a mile and 2 miles in length in the sky at only 1,000 feet and completely silent?
We're just awestruck. We didn't feel fear. There wasn't any fear. It was just an awe-inspiring, marvelous thing to see.
And here it was, ever so slowly, going over the top of us. Ever so slowly. And, I mean, you could just see the whole, not the whole structure, because it was so massive. And the reason I kind of know how wide it was and why I'm so specific on it is that we work for a custom builder.
Mm-hmm.
And we lay out master plans and things like this. And there was a new master plan being laid out there, and I know how many blocks there are to whatever, and it was 28 blocks wide, because I went back and I counted.
Huh. And 28 blocks wide.
Was about a mile and 7/8.
And people have said about 2 miles in diameter, those who have seen this triangle.
Okay, well, that's what it was. When it was over us, it was so humongous, I couldn't tell in the back if it was boomerang or triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just went so far back.
Mm.
And so then when it, like, as I said, it hovered over us for a few minutes, I'd say maybe 5 minutes.
Mm.
And not hovering, but just going at this slow speed, so it felt as if it was hovering.
With 16 hours remaining before his scheduled execution, John Brown is transferred from death row to Camp F, the death house.
At 11 o'clock, we're going to read the scripture with all the folks over there, with our people. We're going to do it. We talked tonight already about it. We're going to do it. We're going to read it again. We're going to say a prayer for ourselves. We're going to ask forgiveness if we're doing something wrong. And that's what we're going to do. This is just life, and that's what we do. And I feel real good with it. You know, if I didn't feel good with it, I wouldn't do it. Now that I want to do it, I like to do it, but we're okay. We're going to be fine. We're going to all die. And he's just getting out of this world this way tonight. And so let's just hope he goes to heaven. I feel like he will. So we feel okay.
Light. Do you believe in God?
Yeah.
Do you believe in heaven?
Yeah.
What does it take for you to get to heaven?
To be Christ-like as much as you can. And I don't know if I got that for yet.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover at WZCBC.
At 12:12 p.m., we sent his soul for final judgment. Last thing he said, he actually said, wow.
I want to make fiction films, actually, narrative features, but I feel like the best thing I could have done for that was to make a documentary, because documentary allows you, and in a sense forces you, to deal with the specifics of action and of behavior, and not anticipating and not generalizing, but you really are faced with what is in your footage and what is there, and looking at something that's so detailed in what happens there, that I think it's going to make me a much better fiction filmmaker to have done a documentary.
What went through your mind about what it could be?
Well, it was very otherworldly. That was my very first impression, extremely otherworldly. My wife has better eyesight than I have for long distance, so it's incredible.
I was looking at the lights when the lights went out, and he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to look like under the structure to see what, it, you know, if it was a V or if it was a triangle or whatever it was. So I was watching as the lights went out. And they went out for only a few seconds, but when they went out, because whatever this was must have been illuminated from inside because you could see windows. I saw windows and I saw shapes. I saw shadows.
What shape were they?
Squared.
Okay.
They were squared windows, and that surprised me. See, I would have thought, like, just all one, solid, not broken up. It was like panes.
Okay. And what kind of shadows were you seeing in those square windows?
Shadows, gray shadows. I mean, you could see, I told him four. I counted four, and the lights went on, and then that blinded me again, so I couldn't see anymore.
But four shadows, like,
yes.
What shape?
Well, like, gray shapes. You know,
like
what I've seen on TV, and that shocked me.
So you're saying that you actually saw humanoid shapes behind these chairs?
Yes, definitely, and I told him four.
Was there one per window, or were they moving?
No, it looked like the four were together.
Well, I guess they're traveling with company. I have some channeled information that that V-shaped sighting over Phoenix late last year was the real deal. Supposedly a human-manufactured craft to help soften the blow of disclosure of anti-gravity flying craft by humans. To be announced fairly soon. At least that's one source. It's New Metaphysics. Gary Geiserman at the helm of the flying craft of ZBC, a Zeppelin-like craft. Legoland coming up soon, about 10 minutes. I'll see you all next Thursday, 10 p.m. We'll do it all over again. At a Newton 90.3 in the FM. Have a good weekend and fly safely.